Then, the excavation took an unexpected turn. The experts uncovered a second set of remains near the adult Stegosaurus. It was a second Stegosaurus. But this one was a baby. James Madsen Jr. is one of the original scientists involved in excavating the site.
There were probably three or four stegosaurs in there. One that stands out, the small end of the spectrum, it's a smaller animal, and it looks like it's injured. It has a wound of some kind or another.
Not one, but two stegosaurus, an adult and a baby, had somehow died here. Shallow bite marks found on the hip bones and ribs suggested that the baby had been attacked by a mid-sized predator. But the wounds would pale in comparison to what they were about to find. A second species was identified. This one was 100 meters away from the two Stegosaurus. The remains belonged to a titan of the Jurassic period, a long-necked dinosaur named Camarasaurus.
Camarasaurus was the first dinosaur that showed that there were giant animals bigger than elephants with these long necks, heads full of plant-eating teeth, enormous sturdy legs, and gigantic tails, and that these things once roamed the Earth in great numbers.
They were the most common long-necked dinosaurs of the late Jurassic period. They could grow to over 6 meters tall at the hips, 18 meters in length, and tip the scales at 20 tons, 9 times the weight of an elephant. Attacking a dinosaur this size would be like attacking a building. Camarasaurus had evolved to dominate its environment.
Camarasaurus was very successful because it could feed from a variety of ranges. It could feed low at the ground, it could feed at about its shoulder height, and it may have been able to rear its head up on this long neck to feed high up in the trees. By having this big wide range, it could find food in all sorts of environments.